You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM as we come your way on this Friday, the 22nd of July. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk with Larry Gladson, the pro out at Elmcrest Country Club, and he is also the chair as far as the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament, which will be coming up on Monday at Elmcrest Country Club here in Cedar Rapids. We will talk about that, who will be there, what you can do to get there, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk with Larry about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the program today, our Friday topic is back. And what we're going to discuss today, what would you do to tackle the biggest issues as far as the sports world is concerned? And what are those issues as far as the sports world is concerned, whether it be pro, college, even high school sports, up and down the line? What would you do to make sports better here in the 21st century and 2022? That is our topic for today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600. And that is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. We'll also get you updated on what's happening at state baseball and state softball as well, as it is a championship Friday going on at three sites around the state of Iowa. And, Mark, good afternoon, and maybe apropos that it is the championship day for state softball up in Fort Dodge, because a gentleman that was a stalwart at Fort Dodge left us last night, and we certainly miss him and want to talk about him today. But the great Larry Niemeyer, we found out this morning, passing away last night at the age of 84. The Hall of Fame and nationally renowned coach, both at Cedar Rapids Jefferson and before that at Adel.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And yeah, Larry had not been well for a number of years, but always found a way to go to Jefferson Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, at which his girls were inducted, and many of them. And yeah, we'll talk about Larry and his legacy here on the show. We also have auto racing tickets to give away, Scott.
Yeah, we do. We got four general admission tickets to the race at the Brickyard. That will be coming up a week from this Sunday. Going to give one of our listeners a chance to win with a little bit of a Brickyard trivia. Not too hard, but not too easy. Right in that general, you know, the big part, the bell of the curve, as they say, Mark. So we will have that before 4 o'clock coming up today as well here on the program. And a look ahead what's coming up this weekend as well. 319-366-1600. Again, that is the text line available to you. Phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Do have one final in the books at state baseball. That in Class 1A over at Carroll. That is New London winning their first ever state baseball championship as the Tigers beat Remsen St. Mary's by a score of 8-7 today. And they're getting ready to get things underway with the 2A game. And that will be between the Midgets of Esterville Lincoln Central and four-time defending state champion Van Meter. And then the scene shifts to Iowa City at 5 o'clock. It'll be Davenport Assumption against Western Dubuque. And then the 4A championship tonight will be Johnston taking on West Des Moines Dowling. So that is baseball. Softball, they are underway as far as the 3A state softball championships are concerned. We got Class 3A going on right now. They are through two. Assumption and Mount Vernon are scoreless. That'll be followed by 4A, or no, excuse me, 2A and then 1A coming up later on here, Mark. But like we said, very apropos perhaps that we are in the midst of the championship Friday at State Softball, a place that Larry Niemeyer was at many, many times up at Fort Dodge. But as you mentioned, Larry passing away last night at the age of 84. He has not been in great health, as you mentioned, over the past decade plus. Just amazing numbers. Numbers that will never, ever be put up again as far as coaching is concerned. Softball won championships at Jeff in 1984, 1997, and 1998. He won 2,089 games in his tenure and lost only 429. Not bad in basketball, too. Jeff won the 1993 five-on-five title the year before everybody went to five-on-five. 871 and 352 as far as his overall record. Four state titles at Jeff, one in basketball, three in softball. Took Adele to many, many state tournaments as well as a basketball coach back in the days of six-on-six over there. But Larry will be missed not only by Jefferson folks, the West Side, but, you know, even Gene Berger, the executive director of the Girls High School Athletic Union, coming out today with their condolences to everybody in the Niemeyer family.
Yeah, many softball and basketball programs and schools doing the same thing on social media, saluting a true giant in high school sports, the winningest softball coach in this nation's history. And we've both known Larry a long, long time. And he was a taskmaster. He strived for perfection. Great quote by former assistant coach and Xavier coach Brian Irby. He tried to get something across. If it took an hour, practice was done. If it took 3 hours, it was going to be a three-hour practice. That's what Larry Niemeyer was. He could appear gruff. He was demanding. But I think he was one of those guys, Scott, that, you know, you may not have understood his methods and the way he approached you and demanded the most out of you at the time you were playing for him. But I've seen him at these Hall of Fame ceremonies. He doesn't miss one. And the mutual respect between he and his athletes, if not during their playing careers, but certainly after, is very evident. And I would add, Scott, I have not known many bigger Cub fans than Larry Niemeyer. He was a big-time Cub fan. Loved his baseball, went to many spring trainings down there in Arizona. And nearly every time I saw him, we'd be talking about the Cubs. You going to spring training, Larry? And he'd talk about the prospects, and he loved his Cubs, too.
Certainly did. Yeah, I went to spring training basically every year.
Yeah.
down
yeah.
in Mesa. He and Nick, his son, and yeah, Larry will be missed. And you mentioned the fact that, and if you'd like to comment, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Larry was, he's kind of, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mark, but I think he's the last of a breed, if you will. The coach that was, you know, a coach for his career, basically. And, you know, it was... For Larry, it was his way or the highway. I mean, there was no other way to put it. You know, this is not one of my favorite quotes that I heard Larry say was, you know, Larry played who deserved to play. And you ask him about it, and he said, this isn't intramurals.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was out there to win the game. Maybe he brought out the best in his players. He brought out the best in his girls in softball and basketball. And he did it probably in a different way than other coaches did, but he always, like you said, he stuck by his players, they would. The players may not have loved Larry when they were playing for him, but boy, did they love him later.
So very true. Yeah, he was a demanding guy, and thus the reason for a lot of his success. And really, Jefferson, I don't remember who the principal was at the time, but getting him to come to Jefferson in 1978 from Adel, where he had his share of successes as well. 1978, girls sports in the metro area really was in its infancy in basketball and softball, and they couldn't have got anybody any better in those two sports.
Very true. 319-366-1600. That 93 championship team for Jefferson was terrific. Christy Hebert on that team. Daughter Nancy on that team as well. Nobody taught, and this is from Steve Dozier, who I do girls basketball games with. He said nobody was better at X's and O's than Larry Niemeyer, especially the high-low post. Nobody did that better in basketball, boys or girls, than Larry Niemeyer did, and drew it up absolutely beautifully. Coaches would bring in Larry even after he was done coaching basketball for practices just to go over X's and O's, because in that mind was just an absolute, it was almost perfection as far as just game planning and X's and O's are concerned.
Yeah, and Dozier made the comment, I'm sure you saw it, Scott, that he was one of many coaches who Larry would allow into his practices. And Dozier and others picked his brain, observed what he was doing, and Larry was fast to share his knowledge. Maybe not too much knowledge if they had to play that particular year. But that's the kind of guy Larry was as well. And I'd also express condolences to the entire family, but Gwen, his wife, was his biggest fan.
Yep. So condolences going out to Larry Niemeyer today. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we remember Larry Niemeyer here today. We'll take a short break, going to get you a weather update. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about the happenings Monday. That will be at Elmcrest Country Club here in Cedar Rapids. It is the annual Zach Johnson Golf Classic going on, and that will be, again, as I mentioned, that will be coming up at Elmcrest, and that will be on Monday. We'll talk about it with Larry Gladson when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class for this Friday right here on KGYM.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean Hope Desk?
Hope Desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Learn more online at weneedhelpnow.com.
Weneedhelpnow.com.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We'll have some more sunshine this afternoon and temperatures will be climbing into the mid to upper 80s. It is going to be rather humid. We'll have a chance for an isolated storm or two this afternoon with the higher chances tonight, mainly after 10 p.m. Storms will be capable of heavy rainfall as well as hail. Storms will wind down tomorrow morning. We'll have a very hot, very humid day with heat index values likely in the triple digits. Storms then enter the picture late Saturday evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation. He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/greeny for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/greeny.
Back with you in the gym class in KGYM. Sorry for that. We had a little technical glitch right there, but Ben right on the spot there, and Johnny on and helped us out with that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Friday edition of the program. We've got Brickyard tickets for you to win before 4 o'clock today, so stick around for that, and we'll have our topic. And a couple things already coming out as far as the topic is concerned about ways to improve sports. How's that for generality? We'll get to a Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in just a little bit, but we want to look ahead to Monday. Great day, as always, here in the city of Cedar Rapids, the metro area, as we get ready for the annual Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic at the Elmcrest Country Club on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. And speaking of Elmcrest, Mr. Elmcrest, Larry Gladson, is joining us here on the program today. And great to have you on board, Larry. And we hope for, keep the fingers crossed for good weather on Monday, correct?
Correct, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on. We're so excited to have the 12th annual Zach Johnson Foundation Classic at Elmcrest and have spectators back. And Zach's got a wonderful field coming in, and the forecast looks good. Last I looked at it, it was 79 degrees and partly cloudy, so it looks like it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, bring us up to date on the field that you know of right now, Larry. Tony Finau, I know, was originally announced, and he's on the leaderboard at the 3M. What do you got for us?
Well, Mark, we've got, of course, Zach. You know, he'll be back. He's got 12 PGA Tour wins, a couple majors, and exciting here next year. You know, he's the Ryder Cup captain for 2022. But also just recently announced is Davis Love III. It'll be his, I believe, third time back to Zach's event. And he's been Ryder Cup captain a couple of times, and he's going to be the President's Cup captain this year. And, of course, he's a World Golf Hall of Famer. And then Stuart Sink was also just recently named. He's got 8 PGA Tour wins, including a British Open. Tony Finau, you just mentioned, he's having a great week up in Minnesota. Luke List, he's got a win this year and doing really well. JT Poston just won the John Deere Classic this year. Also, Trey Mullinex, he just won the Barbasol here just a couple weeks ago on the PGA Tour. And Ryan Palmer, four-time winner. So we've got a great field coming in.
Yeah, it should be, as Zach always puts together, a great field. And the guys want to come. That's the one thing about Zach. He doesn't have to beg or bribe anybody. They want to come help him out and help out his foundation.
You know, they do. They help one another. That's just what the PGA Tour players do. Zach goes to their events, and they come to his. And, you know, it's all about charity. It's about raising money for the kids. And they take care of one another, and they're great people.
And Larry, as you know, I don't have to tell you, it's been a bit of a rough couple of years because of COVID, and you've had to do some things or not do some things because of it. I would imagine things are back to quote-unquote normal for this year's tournament.
You know, they are. Back in 2020, we could not have an event. And last year we had an event, but we couldn't have any spectators. And this year we've got our spectators back. And our goal is to bring it back to what it was in 2019. So we hope that the people of Cedar Rapids and surrounding communities can find some time on Monday to get out to Elmcrest Country Club.
What time does everything get underway on Monday? Kind of take us through the schedule of the day.
Well, there's a public clinic that Zach and some of his friends put on the driving range. That's always a lot of fun. That starts at 9 a.m. And they'll be out there for about 45 minutes and talking to the crowd and hitting shots and show us what they do. And then golf starts at 10:15, and they'll play 18 holes. There's 27 fivesomes that'll be out there playing 18 holes, and it usually all concludes about 3:30. It's just a wonderful day of golf. When they come in, they're relaxed. The tour players are. They're relaxed. They're here to have fun. They're here to support Zach, here to raise money for Zach's foundation. And it's just a whole lot of fun to be out there with them. You know, they're not playing for their livelihood on that day. They're out there just having fun playing golf. And people would really enjoy it if they want to come out and watch these fine players play.
A big part of the fundraising, Larry, as you know, is the gala on Sunday night. Imagine that is planned as well. And that's a big part of it, isn't it?
It really is. A lot of Zach's sponsors will be down at the DoubleTree on Sunday night for a big gala, and Zach and some of his friends will be there as well. And they have an auction and a silent auction, and they tell a story about the Zach Johnson Foundation and how it benefits children. And so it's just a very nice evening, and it also raises a lot of money for Zach and his mission.
Really does. And talking about that, you mentioned it's the 12th year, and that's going through school. That's a cycle right there. And some of the early people that benefited as far as Zach's foundation are concerned have made their way through school now.
They have. This is the first graduating class. These are the kids that started at day one. And now the next step for many of them will be secondary education, moving on and going on to college or trade schools or and the Zach Foundation is there to help them. So it's a proud moment, and it's a great day, and it's what it's all about.
Got any more Zach prodigies out there, Larry?
I hope so. You know, we got a lot of fine players here in Cedar Rapids, and, you know, they all go out and play, and they want to be the next Zach Johnson. It's certainly fun watching them do it.
It is. And you mentioned people. How can they get out there? Is it going to be what we have seen in the past, some shuttles, or how is it all going to work out?
Yeah, so they can park at Kennedy High School or Mount Mercy University. And there are shuttles that run about every 15 minutes. And they go right to the gate that's on our hole number 11, which is right on 35th Street Northeast. And they do not need tickets. They'll come right to the gate. And they'll check in, and they'll give them a wristband indicating that's where they came in from, and they go out and enjoy golf. No charge, no fees. Just come on out and watch these fine players.
It is good. And the neat thing as well is a lot of these, the pros and the celebrities and athletes, if you will, they interact with the crowd. If you have young kids or grandkids, they can come out. They'll get some pictures. Heck, they may get an autograph or two, just depending on how things go. You never know when you show up on Monday.
No, you don't. You know, they're definitely going to be able to get, you know, a lot of pictures of the players playing. In the past, you know, 2019 and before, you know, we could get autographs. And I'm not real sure at this point how that's going to work. I'm not sure what the tour players have been doing, and we'll leave that up to their own best judgment. But the kids should definitely bring a Sharpie and something to get signed just in case they can get it, you know. So, and there's plenty of places throughout the whole golf course and where the players typically would stop and sign things for people. So I think it's probably going to be done on an individual basis and what the players are comfortable doing.
What about some of the celebrities, Larry? Ben the Bachelor still coming?
Yeah, there's four celebrities. Let's see, there's Ben Higgins, the Bachelor, Danan Hughes, a retired NFL football player for the Chiefs and an ex-Iowa Hawkeye, Eric Paisley, a country music star, singer. He's been with us two or three times. And Sean Booth, who is the former star of The Bachelorette. So those are the four celebrities that we have, and, you know, all of them have been here before, and they totally enjoy coming, and the people enjoy playing with them and seeing them.
Yeah, and very, very good people, no doubt about that. And, well, talking about Zach a little bit, of course, obviously the big news is getting ready to for his captaincy as far as the Ryder Cup is concerned, and just another step in the legacy of Zach's terrific career. I know he doesn't want to have the career on the golf course done yet, but this is a great thing that the folks at the PGA and other places have bestowed upon Zach.
You know, he has had an amazing career. 12 wins, 2 majors. He's been on Ryder Cups and President's Cup. The Payne Stewart Award that he won here a couple years ago, it was something he cherishes very much. But now the Ryder Cup, that's... you know, we always kind of thought that maybe it looked like that was going to be happening as many times as he's been assistant captain. But it certainly looks like he's having a Hall of Fame career. He hasn't been inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame yet. But, you know, you put all that together and you look at it, I might be a little bit biased here, but it sure looks like that's where he's headed.
You need a front row seat for that if it happens, Larry.
If it happens, I'll be there.
Very true. I think a lot of folks will be there as well, as this will get rolling again coming up on Monday at Elmcrest. And yeah, really, really looking forward to it. It will be a lot of fun. It'd just be great to have everybody out there with people again. I mean, last year was great, and it was a little bit tougher for Zach and everybody to help out the foundation, but more like normal coming up on Monday.
We're very much looking forward to that. And I know the PGA Tour players, you know, their tour events, they love having the fans back out there. That year and a half or so without them was certainly different, pretty quiet. But they love having the fans out there, and we're really looking forward to seeing people back out at Elmcrest on Monday.
On Monday. Come out at 9 o'clock, too, because – you know, you talk about the guys are really loose and whatnot, and during the clinic, they have some great things. They work with the kids a little bit. Then they get those panes of glass out, and then they start to try to break those things, and that is just absolutely amazing how they can all do that and zero in on it.
You know, that clinic at 9 a.m., it's always been one of my favorite parts because you really get to see the people for who they are. You see them having fun. They're out there like a bunch of big kids hitting golf balls, talking back and forth to one another, jabbing each other a little bit. They're just very loose, and it's really neat for the public to get to see these folks for who they really are.
Yeah, so make your plans to be out there. Parking at Kennedy and at Mount Mercy University coming up on Monday. Shuttle buses will take you out there. And if you can go out for an hour over lunch and go out all day, just do it and help things out as far as Zach's foundation is concerned.
The clinic starts at 9. The gates open at 8 a.m. And the gate, I should say, over there on 35th Street. So the shuttles, I believe, they start running about 7:30, 7:45. So anybody that wants to get there right at 8 o'clock so they can get a front row spot for that clinic, they would be able to do that and get in there really close. So gates open at 8 a.m.
There you go. Be there coming up on Monday. And hey, Larry, appreciate it. Thanks. Always good talking with you, and have a great day coming up at Elmcrest on Monday.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Larry Gladson from the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament, the head pro out at Elmcrest Country Club, joining us here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. And good to talk to Larry. And Elmcrest always in good shape, and it'll be in pro shape coming up. Those greens will be fast for those amateurs on Monday, man.
Hey, well, you know, it's they got Zach Johnson Drive out there. Maybe they need a Larry Gladson Street.
They might.
He's an icon at Elmcrest and one of the founders of this event, and I know he's very proud of it.
Yeah, very much so. All right, Mark, before we get to our topic, want to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. They're next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Stop on by. They're open at 4 o'clock. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area at Emil's Hideaway.
Iowa has announced its fourth sellout of this upcoming football season. That would be the September 17th night game against Nevada. 6:30 start for that one. Very few tickets remain for Wisconsin and Nebraska. Iowa City West has hired Nate Freeze, longtime assistant coach, to be the next girls basketball coach, succeeding B.J. Mayer. Tennessee has received notification of 18 violations in its football program related to cash, gifts, and other items that went to recruits, players, etc. Those distributed by then head coach Jeremy Pruitt, his wife, coaches, staff, and boosters. Not good. MLB season, almost a full scoreboard tonight. Midwest games in action, St. Louis at Cincinnati. The Cubs will be Philadelphia. Cleveland at your White Sox. Colorado at Milwaukee. And Kansas City entertaining Tampa Bay. Minnesota resumes tomorrow at Detroit.
By the way, we can say with all truthfulness that none of the violations of the Tennessee football program traced back to Tyler Ryder or Rusty.
I did not see their names in the reports.
Nothing of that sort. So they have been exonerated from anything associated with the Tennessee violations. 3:36 here on the Gym Class program. We're going to take a short break, come back. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock, going to have your opportunity to win those four tickets to the Brickyard Race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. What we're going to do is dive into our Friday topic, and we're going to talk about ways to improve sports. And Mark, just give us a little thumbnail what we are looking for with our topic today.
Yeah, generally speaking, it's a pretty wide-ranging question. What are the biggest issues in sports today? Could it be at any level, high school, college, pro, what have you? Give us what you think are the biggest issues in sports today.
319-366-1600. That is a text line, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well, if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll take a break, come back, dive into the topic with you after this.
Missing football? Come see a special exhibit honoring the life and achievements of Papa Bear George Halas at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. This renowned player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears and co-founder of the NFL was a first-generation Czech American. Follow the story of his life through this exhibit, featuring artifacts and photos from the NFL Hall of Fame and the Chicago Bears. Experience gridiron champs George Halas and the Chicago Bears now at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
Update your outdoor living spaces with help from Menards. Get years of low-maintenance performance with dual-sided rubber pavers from Lasting Beauty. They only take minutes to install and bring new life to your old patios, decks, and floors. Hurry in and pick some up for just $4.44 each after 11% off. Now at Menards. Price good through July 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the summer of one love at Raising Cane's, and they're celebrating all summer long. So the next time you get a craving, be sure to swing by Raising Cane's in Coralville. You'll find them off I-80 and Coleridge Avenue. A hand-battered, cook-to-order chicken finger meal, definitely going to hit the spot. You've got those premium chicken breast tenderloins, those delicious sides, the Cane's sauce, and don't forget to chill out with a freshly made iced tea or lemonade. And while you're there, join the Caniac Club. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, it's the summer of one love.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
The NTT IndyCar Series returns to Iowa Speedway for a doubleheader weekend.
Colton Herta just about slapped the wall coming out of turn four. He's one of the drivers really complaining about the handling of that car.
Eyes on Marcus Ericsson. They're going to work changing those Firestone Firehawks with a brand new sticker set. Got the engine revved up. Good stuff for Marcus Ericsson.
Listen to the Hy-Vee IndyCar race weekend at Iowa Speedway. Live July 23rd and 24th.
Hear the IndyCar action from Iowa Speedway right here on the gym.
That'll be coming up Saturday and Sunday. Really looking forward to that. And get on over to Newton and the Iowa Speedway. Short drive. Going to be a lot of fun. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well. 319-366-1600. Scott and Mark back with you on a Friday edition of the show. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. We will have a chance for you to win the tickets to see the race at the Brickyard at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the road course. Coming up, four general admission tickets for one of our listeners to win with some Brickyard 400 trivia. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. But Mark, we want to dive into our topic, ways to improve sports. 319-366-1600. And of the first five texts we have received, there's a common theme among them. And I think we will get down to that. But there are, nothing is perfect. Sports are, for the most part, a very, very good diversion. It's becoming more and more of a business, not only at the pro level, but now even more at the college level. We know that. Let's see what the great listeners of our program have to say here today.
Yeah, the landscape, this is, you know, we thought about this because the landscape has changed so much in sports over recent years, maybe a decade, certainly recently with NIL, and I don't want to take away everybody's response, but, you know, conference realignment and whatnot, even the LIV Golf Tour. But there are so many more issues in sports that we want to address, right?
Let's start off with 5165. That brings up a very, very good point here. Sports are inherently dangerous, but making them safer should always be a priority. I would agree. And you're seeing that more and more, obviously, with the game of football. Rules are being changed each and every year at all levels of football to make it a safer game. And I think we're going to see that more and more over the next couple of decades or so. I don't think we're going to see kickoffs much longer in football, but we shall see. So I think very good way to start there with 5165.
A couple folks already weighing in with what I think is a theme shared by many. Matt in Fairfax, poor fan behavior, and 8535, parents, all caps, and exclamation points. As a former varsity coach and now a youth baseball coach, parents teaching their children respect and core values. And on top of that, the parents need to practice that themselves. There is a reason for having an umpire and coaching shortages.
Amen.
Well said.
Amen. And I got to say, looking at especially baseball this week, watching that, through the various ways to do that, there have been some not good things in baseball this week. Just we'll leave it at that and go on. But yeah, that was one of the things I was going to bring up, the fact that there's got to be all this intimidation and then posing and whatnot. Maybe it's just the old guy in me. I don't know. But
well, the fundamentals are not great.
No. No, they are not. 319-366-1600. 6921 with an interesting take on it. Don't let superstars say they want to be traded before their contract is up. Find them good.
Is that the Juan Soto comment or what?
It could be Juan Soto, NBA, National Football League, you name it. Hockey even. Hockey, that's starting to infiltrate a little bit. Yeah, no doubt about that. Another one, 2523, and it seems to be the overriding theme here, parental behavior. Yep. You know, maybe not so much as you get into college and professional sports, but then you get into just fan behavior. And, you know, just because you buy a ticket does not mean you can be, you know, an idiot at the games, but a lot of people believe, since you pluck down more and more money each and every year for said ticket to a game that you can do whatever you want at the game. And that's just not true.
Especially at the high school level. You know, I think a small percentage of parents with bad behavior or, you know, we tend to focus on that. There are plenty of parents and grandparents and others who are very cool about things. They understand the sport. They understand what it's all about, what it should be about. But again, this fraction of the fan base, mainly the parents, is, you know, as the texter said, there's a reason we have an umpire and coaching shortage.
Very true. 319-366-1600 here at 345. We'll have those ticket giveaway for you coming up here in just a little bit. I also want to get this one. 2838 says move high school baseball to spring in Iowa. Don't think that's going to happen. Also, full scholarships for baseball and softball players in college. A lot of partials going out there right now, but that's true for all the Olympic sports. Golf, you get partials. Tennis, what have you. A lot of people are sharing scholarships out there. I don't think, I'm not for one to move high school baseball to the spring or softball to the spring, Mark, but I would like to see it. They've moved it up 1 week, baseball. So now there is an off week between the end of the baseball season and the start of camps. I put camps in quotation marks, Mark, because as you know, and as I know, there's no such thing as voluntary camps. You will be there if you want to play.
You're quite right about that, but this year is different because of the calendar, as you know, Scott. This is the last day of the high school season. Next week will be, for lack of a better term, a dead week for everything in high school. No practices, no nothing. It'll be an off week for everyone. And, you know, that coveted vacation may come up, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of vacations.
Coaches are saying, get your running in.
True. And hydrate.
And you're right.
And hydrate on that. As far as high school sports are concerned, just sticking with that for the moment, I think a lot of good things are happening. I mean, right now, high school sports, athletes are as good as they have ever been. I mean, they're absolutely better. I've said this many times in the past. Youth sports have been the absolute best thing to happen for high school sports, and they've also been the worst thing to happen for high school sports. I don't know if you can find a happy medium more in there, Mark, but like I said, we are right now, there are so many good players across the spectrum, no matter what sport it is. And they're just getting better and better and better. But with that brings its own set of problems sometimes.
Well, it does. And one text we skipped over inadvertently, Ryan and Walford weighing in. I think the biggest issue is all the changes being made on every level, trying to improve the speed of baseball games, college football, transfers, NIL, etc. In my opinion, not much was broke. Too much unnecessary change at all levels.
6429 with a very good point here. The vitriol of athletes and coaches would lessen. And I talked about this. We saw this a few times during state baseball this week at both Carroll and Iowa City. And good nature heckling is fine, done with a sense of humor, but it involves race or people's family, it crosses the line. And we have seen that, unfortunately, not only here in the state of Iowa, but in other places as well. And that needs to be addressed. There is no doubt about it. Needs to be addressed. I don't know if there is a right answer to it, but it all starts kind of at the grassroots level, I think, just with individual coaching up and down the line, but we'll see. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program as we take you through a Friday edition of the show. You mentioned colleges, Mark, and of course we've got everything changing as far as college sports are concerned. I've changed my mind. I think a good NIL is good in moderation, but I think we've probably jumped the shark as far as moderation is concerned, and I don't know if we're going to be able to run it back right now. I mean, and I get it. I understand it is a huge business. I just hate seeing these coast-to-coast conferences right now, and I hate seeing I'm a traditionalist. It was tough seeing even Maryland and Rutgers come into the Big Ten Conference, or West Virginia come into the Big 12. But USC and UCLA coming to the Big Ten was very hard to swallow for me.
Well, everybody has a different definition of moderation, right? It's like I can tell you don't sweat the small stuff, and your stuff might be large to you. So, I mean, not a perfect analogy, but you get what I'm saying in terms of moderation in regards to NIL. Conference realignment, was it broken? No. It's all about the dollars. And trying to recapture as much money as you can, capture or recapture as much money as you can if you're various conferences. Is that a bad thing? I don't know if it is. You know, people blast businesses and pro sports franchises. All they want to do is make money. Guess what? I've been in business. What was the reason I got into business?
Make money.
Make money. Now, it didn't always work out so well, but that's what a business is.
True. 319-366-1600. Just to update you on what's happening at state softball, there's a wild one going on. Mount Vernon had a 4-0 lead. Assumption has come back with 5. And in the middle of the fifth, Assumption leading Mount Vernon now 5-4 in the 3A championship game. Williamsburg is winning the third-place game 8-0 over Seidel right now. We're going to get back to more of your comments here, but we need to take a break, and we need to give somebody out there an opportunity to win as far as our tickets to go see a week from this Sunday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We'll give you a week to get everything ironed out and ready to go, but we have 4 tickets to see the Brickyard Race on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Always a lot of fun to visit IMS, and we're going to give somebody out there a chance to win it right now. We'll start with caller number 6. If you can come up with the correct answer to our question today, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a phone line. Our question today is this, Mark, and the listeners. Which NASCAR driver started the tradition of kissing the bricks after victories? What driver started the tradition of kissing the bricks? 319-366-1600. Don't shout out the answer, Mark.
Well, I wanted the question to be how many bricks are at the finish line.
Well, that would.
But I like this one.
That would have been tough. That would have been a tougher question. All right, 4 tickets going out to our winner, and we'll let you know who that is when we come back.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
All right, we have a winner of the tickets to go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway next weekend to see the Brickyard Race, the annual race. For the second year, it will be on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And congratulations going out to Brian from Marion, who came up with the correct answer. Mark, do you know the answer?
Well, you see him on TV quite often, Dale Jarrett.
Dale Jarrett in 1996 after the third running of the Brickyard 400. It was actually his crew chief that came up with the idea, Todd Parrott, and told Dale, hey, let's go over and kiss the bricks. Now, is it the most sanitary thing to do after, 160 laps around the racetrack? Probably not, but, you win big trophy and a big check and a big race, you don't care, right? You go do it. So they did it.
I know it's an IndyCar thing, but you can drink some milk afterwards and wash the bricks down.
Yeah? No. No drinking of the milk after the NASCAR race. No. That is one thing they have kept. With the 500 only. But congratulations to Brian. He is going to go to Indianapolis and view the race coming up a week from Sunday. Of course, big race weekend here in the state of Iowa with the doubleheader going on at the Iowa Speedway. We'll have both races for you coming up Saturday and Sunday. 2:30 on Saturday and 2:00 on Sunday. As Spencer shakes his head, yes. Spencer, by the way, sitting in for Todd today. It'll be the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with Spencer and Alex. Or Alex and Spencer, however you want to view it today. They'll be taking you through the 4:00 hour and the 5:00 hour. We'll be back with you coming up on Monday to take a peek back at the weekend in sports. 3M Championship going on. Up in the Twin Cities, know some people around here that are headed up there to take in some PGA golf this weekend. And as we mentioned, a lot of people headed over to the Iowa Speedway. And they're trying to get that thing, their goal is to try to make the Iowa Speedway over in turn the new area that they built, the temporary area in turns 1 and 4, kind of like the 16th hole at Phoenix.
That'd be wild if it comes close to it.
I don't know if that's a wise decision or not, but we'll find out, I guess, coming up. But it should be a lot of fun, those two races over in Newton. We'll talk about that. Big Ten Media Days coming up next week. Of course, countdown to kickoff continuing with Spencer and Alex. They're going to talk Illinois football coming up between 4:00 and 6:00 here this evening as Brett Bielema getting into year number 2. As far as the Fighting Illini of Illinois are concerned. A lot of good baseball this weekend as well. And we'll get into the Big Ten Media Days coming up next week. We'll talk about that a lot. Kirk Ferentz will be there on Tuesday. Iowa players will be there in the afternoon. Adam Rittenberg among our guests coming up next week. We'll also have Caddy Smack and the gym class coming up next Wednesday for you. Mark, have a great night. Have a great weekend. Stay cool, and we will talk with you coming up on Monday.
I will indeed. Talk then, Scott.
All right. And Spencer and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Just to give you an update on state softball, it is, still a tight game 5-4 going on as we speak. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 3. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge.